Are you standing? We're going to look to the Word, and we're going to try to preach a little bit, try to share the Word, encourage, strengthen, maybe bless somebody. Maybe somebody who is prepared to give your life, heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit, and all of that good stuff to the Lord so He can do great things with you. Amen. Once again, to all of our guests and visitors, thank you so much for being with us here today. Amen. We love you at Landmark. Praise God. John chapter 20, verse number 27. John 20, verse 27. Do we have that on there? Good. Whoa. Every now and then we get a glitch, but we're working on it. What is it, Brother Tyre? We probably haven't had, have we had 10 services in here yet? Maybe. Yeah. So we're working on it. Oh, you got it in my range now. Let me focus here. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy hand, or thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. Amen. In other words, touch me, and see. There are really holes in my hands. There's a brutal scar around my head where the crown of thorns was. There's holes in the forefront of my feet. Trust me, I am risen again. And be not faithless, but believing. Let's look at Luke 23 and verse number 46. When Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, unto thy hands I commend my spirit. Everybody say, into thy hands. Say it again. Say it again. Praise God. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Amen. We know that was the flesh surrendering to the Spirit. Jesus being an example for everything we should do. We know that the Spirit hath not hands, but God had hands in that He became flesh. But yet Jesus is simply saying, into thy hands, into your will, into this condition, this spirit phase, this thing that you have put together for all mankind, I commit my spirit. Praise God. And so I want to preach for just a little while a message simply entitled, Behold His Hands. Behold His Hands. Praise God. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Would you pray for me? Jesus, we do love and lift. We do praise and we do honor. We do worship and exalt the mighty and the wonderful name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, for nothing less than your will, your way, your wisdom, your grace and goodness, your guidance in the remaining of this service, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful and mighty name. Somebody say amen. Hey, why don't you shake your neighbor's hand? As you're seated in Jesus' name, praise God. In Luke 23:44. The description of the situation is the fact that it was now about the sixth hour. Darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. For the sun stopped shining, Bible said, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. It was ripped apart by an unseen hand, an unseen knife, an unseen sword. That curtain that was ripped apart was 9 inches thick, and it was badger skin dyed red. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last breath that day. Under the Romans, crucifixion was often a long, drawn-out process. That was the idea. It was a prolonged, tortuous death for criminals. They wouldn't only inspire horror in the hearts of the people and the population, the populace that was watching, but also provide a public reminder of the danger of any attempt to resist Roman power. Criminals would often last for days before they finally succumbed. But on this day, the day before the Sabbath, any surviving criminals would be killed by breaking their legs. And that's what they did in John 19. Their bodies removed from the cross through some kind of agreement broken with the chief priest so as not to overly offend Jewish particular sensibilities that day. And so there he was, crucified. 1 Timothy 2 and 8 said, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting." That men pray everywhere, everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep challenging you, and I'm going to keep charging at you, praise God, before service time to get in here, and let's pray and lift holy hands. We're going to get to the day that there's more in here than there is in the foyer. I know we will. Amen. And that may be a struggle. Everything has its own struggle. We didn't have that struggle over there because we had no foyer. Amen. We had three little spaces that you could pass through to get to the sanctuary. Amen. And when we got to the sanctuary, it was church time because we had a prayer place. Amen. All of that is right in here. And I'm challenging somebody to get in here and let's lift up holy hands without doubt, without wrath. Praise God. We're not just here to celebrate and commemorate a resurrected Jesus Christ. We're here to raise him and we're here to praise him for that. Amen. I ask you right now from the bottom of my heart, with all of my spirit, is he worthy of your praise? Is he worthy of your worship? Is he worthy of your little prayer time? Is he worthy of your voice? Is he worthy? Does he deserve it? Does the Lord truly deserve our praise? Does he deserve our lifting our hands without doubt and without wrath? Amen. The enemy would come against you and say, "No, he's not." But I wonder if there's anybody in the house to say today that, "Yes, he is. He is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world that died for the sins of men. And I've come today. And if I don't accomplish anything else in this sermon, I'm going to give God praise. If I don't wow you with my mind and my wisdom and my knowledge, amen, I'm going to wow the devil with my praise and let him know that I've come and I've got my praise on." Amen. Hallelujah. A cold song has never delivered anybody. A cold, dried sermon, amen, bought from a Bible bookstore has never saved anybody. Amen. But truth has, anointing has, praise and worship has, because when I began to praise him, he began to do something with that. He said, "I inhabit, I live in your praise. I live in your worship." Amen. Somebody ought to give him a place to live right now. Somebody ought to give him a place to hang out right now. You say, preacher, I like it here, but I am so not used to the way you guys are operating. It's noisy in here. People clapping their hands and carrying on a bunch of nonsense. Listen, to them it's not nonsense, because you were not the one that sat on the sidewalk of the church OD'd with drugs right there at the end of your life, having to be rushed to the emergency room. And the only opportunity you had was to worship the Lord. And when you did, God got a hold of you, and you're here today worshiping Him, praising Him, magnifying Him. I think that's why we get desperate. I think that's why trouble comes. I think that's why we have trials sometimes. I think that's why we have financial crunches. Amen. I think that's why some of us have to deal with drugs and fight all of that. Because every now and then the Lord's got to shake you and wake you and make you understand that there is no hope without the help of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may go and cop another high. You may give another few bucks for another little pile of pills. But I want to tell you something. You're going to wind up right back where you were again. And it's just a vicious cycle. When is it going to change? I'll tell you when it's going to change. When you acknowledge the one that had holy hands, the one that had spikes driven through his palm just for your sin. You need healing, and the Bible said, by His stripes we are healed. Amen. Praise God. And so we're not here just to celebrate and be glad that He's around. Amen. We're here to raise Him up. Paul is writing this scripture to Timothy. Timothy, pastor of the huge city of Ephesus. Amen. Estimated population, several hundred thousand. It's the third largest city in the Roman Empire. Amen. Praise God. I like to always say that Acts got to Romans. Amen. People want to jump over Acts and go to Romans. Amen. If you do, you'll become part of that empire. But if you'll go through Acts first and then get to Romans, we can take this word to Rome. We can take this word to everywhere in the world. Amen. And let them know. It's not a head trip. It's a mind trip. It's a heart trip. It's a spirit trip. It is an anointing that can come on you and break yokes and tear down strongholds. Am I right? Feels good to be right every now and then. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so it's just, you know, it's the third largest city. And the reason I wanted you to know that is just to inform us that Podunk, USA is not the only place where it's the will of God to lift holy hands without wrath or doubting. Amen. Oh, they do that because that's a country church. They do that because that's a redneck church. Or they do that because they're out there in the South. And the South, it wouldn't hurt for the North to warm up a little bit. Even the Bible says it's cold in the North. Amen. Praise God. And it's so funny. It happens every time. Preachers come and visit. They preach for us. And they're like, whoa, are you serious? You guys are in a cow pasture. How in the world are you having church like this? How are you building like this? How is God? Hey, it's God. I'm telling you, if everything that hath breath would praise their God, He would give them the same deliverance He's given me. He'll give them the same miracles He's given us. He'll give the same revival. He'll give the same, I feel the Holy Ghost now. He'll fill you. He'll thrill you. Amen. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. But you've got to say something and acknowledge Him and let Him know. Praise God. Every city, large and small, need to feel the urgency for the need and the desire to worship and praise Him. Worship is the way, again, the battle is won. Worship and praise will forge you through the fire and make you better for the future. Praise God. Worship builds faith. It builds a keeping faith. Not just a faith to see you through this service, but a faith that'll make you stay the same way you're supposed to stay when you're not in church. And that's what we so desperately need. People that will live for God in here, and then when you're out there, would you please live for God? The world is ate up with hypocrites, doing one thing here and another thing there. But let's show them that what we've got is actually real, that we can praise Him on the job, that we can serve Him there, and we can serve Him here. We can worship there, and we can worship here. It's a keeping faith. It's a sustaining faith. It is a persistent faith. Amen. Worship. Faith that can move mountains. It's a faith that can leap over walls, as David once said. John 12:32, and I, he said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. Now I know that was signifying His crucifixion. But I'm telling you, in the New Testament, I honestly believe that if we could all get together and continue to lift Him up, that people are going to be drawn to Him. Because when we worship Him, there's going to be healing, signs, and wonders. And where there's healing, signs, and wonders, you're going to draw a crowd. And that crowd is going to turn into Christians. And those Christians are going to change their world. And the anointing is going to break the yoke. The anointing is going to pull down stronghold. And it all starts with what you're doing, Paul. It all starts with what you're doing, brother. It all starts with what you guys are doing right there. A little bit of praise is going to go a long ways, and the anointing is going to flow. Somebody join with me right now and believe God for great things, wonderful things, mighty things, powerful things. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. And so at Calvary, listen, at Calvary He bought it. At Pentecost He brought it. Amen. Hallelujah. He bought the right to own. He bought the right to serve. He bought the right to give miracles, signs, and wonders. And at Pentecost, He brought it. And it's being been poured out ever since. Hey, when you got a Catholic Pope that finally will stand up, amen, the church at Rome. When you've got a Catholic Pope that will stand up and say, it is now okay to receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. Have you got a clue why, as to why He said that? He said that because it's prominent. It's happening all over the world, and there's nothing they can do about it. The Spirit of God is being poured out today just like it was on the day of Pentecost, and the anointing, presence, and the power and the Spirit of God is prevailing. Amen. I love Catholics. Praise the Lord. Amen. They make excellent apostolics. I've never seen a religion that required so much personal strength and personal discipline. Amen. Nobody there pushing. Nobody there prodding. If they do go to church, it's ritual, it's routine, it's the same thing all the time. Somebody speaking a language that they clearly do not understand, and on and on and on, and yet they go home and they stay the same way. Amen. There are those that say they are and they're not, but then there's those that say they are and they really are. Amen. And then when they come and fall in the midst of a Pentecostal church like this, all we've got to do is shake well and add a little water. Praise God. Because they're already disciplined. They already know there's a God. They already know there's a Father. They already know, hallelujah, that they've got to surrender, submit, and dedicate their life. Amen. And I love reaching those folks that don't know anything about anything. There's people in North America that don't even know Jesus existed. They don't even know who Jesus is. Amen. They're so lost, they don't know anything. And then when they, that was me. I'm just telling you, that was me. Amen. And I got invited to the church, and they showed some, it was so long ago, all of the films they showed in churches was real to real. Don't laugh at me. It was real to real. And one of the churches showed that some old movie, it was about the burning hell. I went there to see if there was any girls, and there was. But when they showed that burning hell, man, I forgot about the girls. I found me a burning altar. And the Lord started moving on me. Amen. Well, this is the result. And I hope you haven't seen anything yet. Hallelujah. I hope the Lord continues to work on me. But I'm just simply telling you, change is coming. The anointing is coming. And if you don't know anything at all about the Lord, that's a good thing. Amen. Because we don't have to get rid of religion. Amen. This is not a religion. This is a relationship. Amen. We fall in love with Him. We walk with Him. We talk with Him. We want to hold His hand. We want to live like Him. We want to look at... Am I making any sense? Hallelujah. This isn't ritual or routine. Amen. This isn't a format, something that we do the same way every Sunday. Amen. God can move any way He wants to, when He wants to, because we're in a relationship with Him. Praise the Lord. So I love it when people come up in here, amen, to please somebody. Somebody been bugging them to death. You got to go to church with me. You got to go to church. And they get up one Sunday morning and said, look, I'm going to church with you, but don't bother me no more. I'm going to go to church with you, but you've got to get off my back. You act like your church is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm going, and then you're going to leave me alone. And then you come, and you realize why they've been going. Hello? Amen. Praise God. And then all of a sudden, like me, you found a place where you belong. You found what you've been looking for all of your life. Praise God. And then the Lord said, I've been able to keep every one that you've committed to my hand. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, He can keep you. He can provide for you. He can help you. Do you believe what I'm saying? Let the church say amen. Praise God. Amen. And so He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them in. He should be lifted up in the church at Calvary. Praise God. He was lifted up, and now He needs to be lifted up in the church. The Spirit of God is still being poured out today. Power, presence, purpose. It's all here if we can lift holy hands. There are many gods, but there's only one true God. Many things can be your God, but only one thing can be your Savior. Luke 1:35, the Bible said that holy thing, there are many things that can be your God, but there's only one holy thing. Which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. What other God would permit holes in His hands for the saving of humanity? Holy hands for the hurting. Holy hands for the sick. Holy hands for the lost. The Lord didn't come to make good men better. He came to make dead men live. Better comes with it. Hands bored with holes so that rusty spikes could identify the only Savior this world ever had. John 20:20. And when He had so said, He showed unto them His hands and His side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord, evidence of a real risen Savior, holy hands, scarred and marred, so that I can lift holy hands without doubt and wrath. In the wilderness, they lifted Moses' hands, and victory prevailed. Hallelujah. In the church, I'm going to lift His hands so victory can continue to prevail. Amen. When I lift my hands to my God, I will prevail as well. I'm just simply saying, when they stretched His hands open and pierced them with nails, they didn't forge His demise. They opened the windows of opportunity to every individual that will commit to those hands. I'm thanking my God for holy hands. Hands that are touching today. Hands that are healing. Hands creating hope. Hands stirring up the gift of God within us. Jesus, what are those holes in your hands? Those are openings of opportunity for all to see and believe that He whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. In this house, there's hope. The song said, in this house, there's salvation for your soul. I want us to get out of ourselves and into the Savior. Amen. That way our children won't have to wonder where we're going to be next week. That way our homes are secured with a real family. That way drugs will not be our God. Hello? That way money won't be our God. That way a lot of other things that will not be our God, but He will be our God. Let me slip to the side for just a moment and just simply say, if you're a Christian, you don't have the luxury of hate and jealousy and resentment. somebody do you wrong? You got a right to hate them? Sure you do. But not with the Word of God. I want you to do them so right that they would feel condemned if they done you wrong again. When Paul was urging Timothy to have Christians pray for everybody, listen to this. While he was preaching for everybody to pray with one another, love one another, Nero had already executed his mother. He had already executed his wife and his brother-in-law. Amen. That takes a true Christian. Amen. Lift your holy hands, maybe wounded hands, without doubting and wrath hands, pressing on and continuing in the faith kind of hands. We can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity, ladies and gentlemen. Marked much like the holes in his hands to prove we are what we say we are. Would you please, please, when we leave this house, please be what you say you are. Amen? Praise God. When God is your priority, I want you to understand that your problems are His property. On November 13, 2015, not that long ago, Antoine Lurie's wife, Helena, was killed by terrorists while attending a concert in a theater in Paris. In the deadliest attack on France since World War II, 3 days later, 3 days later, Lurie wrote an open letter addressing it directly to his wife's killers. And he posted it on Facebook. He refused to be cowed or to let his 17-month-old son's life be defined by his mother's murder. He refused to let the killers have their way. And for as long as he lives, this little boy will insult you, he said on Facebook. As long as my child lives, he will insult you, my wife's killers, with his happiness and with his freedom. You tried to take that away, but as long as he lives, keep your eyes on Facebook. You'll see him on vacation. You'll see him having fun at the park. You'll see him, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what anybody has done. Don't you go simple and bow down and say, I'm quitting the church because somebody hurt. You get up and you tell the devil, as long as I live, I will insult you with my victory. I will insult you with my worship. I will insult you with my praise. I will insult you with my happiness. I will insult you with my husband and with my wife and with my children. And with my family praising you, I will insult you, hallelujah, with being in church. I will insult you with my love of God. Every now and then, I'm going to leap for joy. You're going to have to like it. Every now and then, I'm going to run the aisles. You're just going to have to like it. Come hell or high water, I don't care what you bring. I'm not inviting it. But if it does come, just know this. I'm going to hurt your feelings because it will never stop me from praising my God. He said on Friday night, you stole the life. You stole the life of an exceptional person. You stole the love of my life, the mother of my son, but you will never have my hate. I would to God that somebody would stand right now and lift your voice and lift your heart and lift your hands and let the Lord know that you've got a made-up mind and that you've got a grit, gut, determination that you're not only going to make heaven home, but you're going to make your home heaven. Hallelujah. And that the anointing is going to continue to break the yoke. Amen. Amen. We don't quit until we lay exhausted on the field of victory. Let no past, let no present keep you from the nail-scarred hands that can set your future free and give you the greatest future you've ever had. Amen. Praise God. Mary, you go ahead and you squeeze those little pudgy hands and you play peekaboo with him. But one day, know this, he's going to die for his people and he will lift holy hands. Amen. Put a band-aid on the little hand that got scratched today in the carpenter's shop. But Mary, just know that little prince of peace will grow up and leave us a piece of the prince. Repentance is that peace. Baptism is a peace. The Holy Ghost is a peace. He died so I wouldn't have to. He rose so I would get to. Here's what I want to ask. I want somebody with no thought and regard for who's around you or who's looking or what anybody thinks. I want you to come and join me in lifting holy hands. And I want you to say, as Jesus said, unto you I commit my spirit. Into your hands I commit my spirit. I commit my spirit. I commit my soul, my heart, my mind. I commit everything that I am. I don't have to think twice, Lord. And I love that old cross. I don't even have to think about it, God. You are the greatest thing that has ever happened to me. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Somebody make the cross a major part of your life. Somebody make the cross a major part of your life. Let the blood flow. Let the blood flow. Let the anointing flow. Let the mercy flow. Let the Spirit flow. It's true. Actions do speak louder than words. Amen. So say something with your worship. Say something with your praise. Say something to the God that cares, the God that lifted holy hands. Hallelujah. Church, would you help us pray? Somebody help us reach out with somebody right now. Believe God to do great things. Believe God to do a merciful thing, a wonderful thing, a mighty thing, a good thing, a holy and a righteous thing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's mine. Oh. can't let the blood lose its power, and we can't let the Spirit of God lose its authority in our lives. We must submit, surrender, subject ourselves to God, knowing that the greatest thing that ever happened to us was His nail-scarred hands when they touched us, delivered, healed, saved, redeemed, set free, and liberated us from this world. Amen. Amen. Shake somebody's hand. Greet one another. Let our guests and visitors know that we were so glad to have them at Landmark today. Amen. We hope that you can make this your home. Come back and be with us once again. In Jesus' name.